Hey there, welcome to episode 28 of Hike Your Own Hike. I'm coming to you live from the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. Came away, last year was the first year I went away for a hike on the Appalachian Trail in the winter. Did it the first weekend of March down in Damascus, Virginia, and had a great time. So this year I put it on the calendar at the same time to come down here. And man, we got lucky. The 2 days or week, I guess, leading up to us getting here was raining and nasty. And then a cold front came through and everything cleared up yesterday morning. And we just had beautiful weather. Not a cloud in the sky. And there's not one out there today. The sun's up high. Yesterday it was probably about 32 or 33 degrees as we climbed up the mountain, and it was windy. The winds were like 60 miles an hour when we were up there, which made it really interesting, because if we weren't hiking up a mountain and dealing with ice on the rocks in almost every step in front of us, which made us have to be extremely cautious just to make sure we didn't fall and whack our head on one of those rocks. But fortunately, that was a success. But as we would get up to the top of the mountain and walk along ridges, there was several stretches where you have about a 3 foot wide trail, and then off to the side of you on either side was about a 1,000 foot drop, and no exaggeration on the 1,000 foot drop either. And you could feel the wind pushing you side by side. And actually the culmination, we did an out and back hike at the about four and a tenth mile mark, was Charlie's Bunyan, which is just a really weird rock outcrop that sticks out, and you just look off and all you see is mountains. And straight down from that rock, if you climb out on it like we did, is again 1,000 foot drop. So it was kind of creepy. On my Facebook page I put a video of the approach, and actually when I climbed up on the mountain, and you can hear the wind whistling, and I actually stumbled. I about crapped myself when that happened. But what a day, what a hike. And today I came here and went back to Newfound Gap, which is where I started yesterday, and headed south toward Clingman's Dome. Just got to about the halfway point, got to about 4 1/4 miles, and now I'm heading back. But not many views here, lots and lots of up, so I'm looking forward to the hike back. I know I've got a couple pretty significant ups, but the majority of it is going downhill, and other than a couple areas, the ice hasn't been too bad. At least I can see it, so it's not black ice. But man, oh man, what a beautiful, beautiful trail. And just like I put on Facebook here last week, hiking is like the perfect thing, because nature is medicine for the mind and movement is medicine for the body. And I learned that pretty much like I was talking in my last episode. All of a sudden, since the winter hit and I got through my goal and slowed down on my hiking regimen, and you know, work has been just crazy busy. This intensity has been climbing, the stress levels have been rising, and there we were back to the old back challenges again. And I was at the magic train out pain chiropractor guy, and about a week before I left for this, and with sciatic nerve issues and back issues, and he gave me a few things to do, and it started to loosen up. But after the drive down here, when I woke up yesterday morning, it was, my back was so tight. Like, I felt like one of those people with a neck brace on, where I like couldn't turn my head, and like if I wanted to bend over and get something, I'd just squat. Kind of ridiculous. But holy cow, after about 3.5 miles on the trail yesterday, my back felt phenomenal. Zero sciatic nerve pain. Even after about 8 1/4 miles yesterday, no pain, no aches this morning, nothing. The back is back to normal. I feel like the muscles just absolutely released because that medicine finally got to work on my mind, allowed me to release any of the stress that was within me, and the muscles just poof, went back. It's kind of like with little Oliver, you know, with little kids when they're 2-3 years old, they have zero stress. They don't have any knots in their muscles. They're all flexible. They can do whatever. I feel like that's the state that I get back to after spending time in the woods. So again, if you're not a hiker, I would encourage you to try. Don't worry about the bugs. Don't worry about the rain. Don't worry about the heat. Yeah, sure, it sucks for a while, but just taking a bath in the nature and letting it wash over you and just enjoy yourself and relax. Oh, for me, nothing better. The only thing better is being out here with people that you care about, friends, family. That makes it so much fun because then you have those shared experiences that you can go back to whenever you want to and revisit either in conversation or just thought, but they never go away. So anyway. Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have fun.
Thank you.
But anyway, yeah, there's a few hikers out on the trail today. But anyway, man oh man, hiking is amazing. So one of the cool things, even though this segment of the trail didn't have as many views as what I had yesterday or what we had yesterday, it is the cool thing that happened as I was probably about 2 miles into the trail, I ran into some thru-hikers. Thru-hikers are people that start at one end of the trail and hike the entire 2200 to the next. So I ran into a gentleman from Wisconsin. He's 62 years old. He said this is the first time he's ever hiked. Just to give you a little perspective, he started in January and he just hit the 200-mile marker. So when I ran into him, I think he was at about 204 miles in. He said when he's back home, he just builds stuff, builds pole barns and whatever. He's done a few adventure things, took a really, really long Lake Superior kayak adventure. He rode his bike from Duluth, Minnesota down to Milwaukee, and now he's through hiking the Appalachian Trail. But he said, I don't have a TV at home. I've never had a TV. And I just do stuff, you know, build stuff, put stuff together, and do things like this. And what an amazing life. But he is such a nice guy, so relaxed, and had great conversation with him. He told me, though, you know, I know this is vacation, he said, and I know that you're planning on hiking this thing, he said, but this is work. It's definitely not a vacation, and obviously every time you go out here you can feel the work, but the benefits of the nature and everything else and the serenity and peace, it makes it all worth it, at least to me. But there was a few people that he had been hiking with that were behind him who I also ran into. There was someone from Indiana, and there was a guy from Kalamazoo, so we celebrated a little bit because a couple Michiganders meeting on the trail. But, man, it's cool, and I just cannot wait to be one of them, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like till I cross over this exact trail and get to my 204-mile or 206-mile mark onto the trail and be when I'll be under 2,000 miles to go. But anyway, well, that's it for today. Thank you for coming along with me. I picked a perfect time where I was on a nice ridge and doing some down walking, so you didn't have to hear me panting and breathing too hard. But have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.